This is Passport to Texas. Crab traps lost or forgotten in the Gulf kill crabs as well as other marine and shore life.
But blue crabs, stone crabs, and sheepshead are the big three.
Throughout the years, rogue traps have ensnared countless species of game and sport fish, says coastal biologist Art Morris.
We've seen things like diamondback terrapins, which are a species of special concern, as well as river prawns, other turtles. We've seen the remains of birds that have been caught in these traps once the trap got washed on shore. These are prolific killing machines.
Prior to 2002, only game wardens or the trap owners could remove the devices legally from surf or shore. Until then, the derelict traps kept racking up the kills. But in 2001, the Texas legislature stepped in.
The Texas legislature saw to it that we needed authority to create a banded crab trap removal program. And they granted us the authority to do that. And what that looks like today is a 10-day closure for the use of traps. Any traps that are left out in the water are considered abandoned and classified as litter, and so that anybody can remove them.
We'll have details about the 2014 crab trap cleanup and how you can help on tomorrow's show. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.